1065.
The kick-ass chick of the week.
Our newest kick-ass chick of the week. I met at the mouse races.
Yeah, what an interesting place to meet somebody.
So, mouse races, for people that don't know, is Missouri's way to generate money for nonprofit organizations. And there was one called Lydia's House that was phenomenal. And my friend was putting on the mouse race. And then I ended up meeting Karen, who's the executive director. And she's joining us in the studio. And your story that you told was so compelling that I had to donate some money to this wonderful organization because of what you do for women in the St. Louis metro.
And when he said he donated money, I knew that it was an important cause because Spencer doesn't just like open up his wallet for anyone, you know, like he's got to really hear a cause. So I wanted to invite you in after he told me a little bit about what Lydia's House does and hear it from you. And so that we can kind of spread the message to people that are listening.
So Lydia's House has been in St. Louis for 22 years. And unfortunately, it's a tragic reality in all communities nationwide and across the world that domestic violence is very prevalent. And what the data shows nationwide in the United States is that 1 in 4 women are affected by domestic violence in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. And what we know also is that it's one of the most underreported crimes. So if you take that and factor it in, we're looking at 1 in 3.
One of the things that I noticed about Lydia's House that really stood out to me was it kind of like witness protection. You take these people out of these situations that they're in and you move them to another place where they can live. They can bring their kids if they have to. They basically go off the grid, but you guys handle everything financially with the house. And from what I hear, if they leave the house and they maintain and stay in the program, they get to take the furniture with them?
They do. We send a lot with them when they leave because we want them to be able to set up that safe, independent living, you know, right away, especially for their kids. And we want them to feel very stable even after they've left Lydia's House. And we work with them through changing their education level, through changing their job employment, changing their children's schools if we have to.
It's more than just getting them out of that situation. It's getting them out, but then bettering their future for whatever they really see themselves being.
Right. And one of the reasons why women tend to stay in an abusive relationship is, number one, of course, they love that person.
Right.
So it's really hard to leave. And a lot of people ask us, why don't they just leave so quickly? But you have to remember, this is the stability of their family that they're
leaving. Yeah, they have nowhere to go.
They have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And sometimes a single income is even harder to make it. So how are they going to provide, you know, the rent, the utilities, all of these things that they're used to with a combined income generally?
How many women do you have in your care of Lydia's House right now?
Right. So we have the capacity and we're always full, unfortunately. We serve 45 women and up to 80 children at one time. And there is a waiting list. So we try our hardest to move them through the program, get all the things that they need before they get to that safe living so we can attend to that waiting list of all the women that are waiting for our resources.
Thank you for joining
Thank
us.
You.
Lydia's House and Karen, our latest kick-ass chick of the week.